Three people in New West are suspected to have lost their lives to toxic drugs in June, bringing the total to 15 for the first 6 months of the year. The BC Coroner's Service released data on August 16 stating that the number of illicit drug toxicity deaths in BC between January and June 2022 is the highest ever recorded in the first 6 months of a calendar year. Preliminary data released by the Coroner's Service shows that at least 1,095 British Columbians are believed to have died because of a toxic drug supply between January and June 2022. The ever-increasing toxicity of the unregulated, illicit drug market is taking a heartbreaking toll on the lives and well-being of members of our communities across the province, Chief Coroner Lisa Lapointe said in a news release. Deaths due to toxic drugs in the first half of 2022 have surpassed the number of deaths experienced in the same period in 2021, putting our province, once again, on track for a record loss of life. More than three-quarters, 78%, of the lives lost in 2022 were male. Nearly the same percentage, 73%, were between the ages of 30 and 59. 6 years ago, nearly 1,000 people in this province died from the illicit drug supply in a single year. Today, the same number of people died in just half the time, said Guy Felicella, peer clinical advisor, Vancouver Coastal Health, BC Centre on Substance Use. The only thing that's really changed is that the unregulated drug supply has gotten worse. It's become more dangerous and more unpredictable. Nothing will change if we don't ensure that people can get the help they need when they need it, whether that's safe supply or treatment and recovery. In June, there were 146 suspected illicit drug toxicity deaths in BC, which represents a 17% decrease over the number of deaths in June 2021, 175, and a 26% decrease from the number of deaths occurring in May 2022, 197. In New Westminster, three people died in June of suspected illicit drug toxicity deaths in New West, bringing the total of deaths to 15 in 2022. Statistics from the Coroner's Service show that five people died of suspected illicit drug toxicity deaths in January, one in February, three in March, one in April and two in May. According to the BC Coroner's Service, illicit drug toxicity is the leading cause of unnatural death in British Columbia. The Coroner's Service notes that more than 10,000 lives have been lost to illicit drugs since the province declared a public health emergency in April 2016. These were men, women and youth from all walks of life. They lived in our neighborhoods, worked in our workplaces and played on our sports teams. Some lived ordinary lives, while others faced enormous challenges. All of them fell prey to the lethal supply of illicit drugs that is omnipresent, Lapointe said. As recommended by the subject matter experts on the recent death review panel, it is imperative that we urgently provide access to safer supply across our province. It's only when we drastically reduce people's reliance on the profit-driven, illicit drug trade, that we will save lives and turn the trajectory of this crisis around. Follow Teresa McManus on Twitter @TeresaMcManus, email tmcmanus@newwestrecord.ca.